Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm taking my shoes off. Where are we standing right now?
We're inside of the Tauhiki Tūranga meeting house.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. I always come in here pretty much every day and I greet my ancestors and say, you know, continue to look after us and to say that the journey of our people, we have our people here and we're working with you.
I'm with Dr. Arapata Hakiwai, Te Papa Kai Hautū, inside Te Tauhiki Tūranga, the world's oldest surviving whare whakaaro, or carved meeting house.
Our ancestors would have slept in here. We have had the descendants here sleep in the meeting house as part of the process when it was brought to this museum in late 1990s.
This is an object, this is a place, and it's special because of what it is. But this is also special because of the community it belongs to, the people it belongs to.
Absolutely. You know, when you consider that Tauhiki Tūranga was forcibly confiscated in 1867, and the language which has been described and so apt that it was ripped from the heart and the roots of the umbilical cord, wrenched from the heart of the Orakaiapu Pāra in 1867.
My association with the house goes back to the 80s when I first became interested in the house, and I didn't even know that it belonged to us when I was living in Wellington.
Jodie Wiley whakapapas te Ranga Whakaata and is the iwi's lead negotiator in discussions with the Crown about the future of Te Tauhiki Tūranga.
At that particular time, it was located at the old museum in Buckle Street, the old National Museum, and I had gone there to see a friend of mine who was working up there at that time, and I came across this house that I didn't realise was from my own backyard. And it was from there that I became interested in. I did a bit of digging and a bit of research on the house and really opened up a can of worms.
The master carver was Rauru Irukupo, and he was assisted by 18 other carvers from tribes from Tūranga Nui Aukiwa and Wairua, but he's openly regarded as one of the master carvers. And you can see that with the Rukupo. His style is renowned for the three-dimensional. It really comes out. There's different carving styles around the country, but Rukupo carved in such an expensive way. And you can see that with the pakati and haihai and the surface decoration.
We've always likened the house to an encyclopedia, although the encyclopedia, and I mentioned this during the claims process, has had its spine torn out and the pages are all out of order.
The original patterns were overpainted in the 20s and 30s, so part of that is that with the restoration we will, as far as possible, go back to the original, maintain the original, so that's exciting. So over the next few years we have an opportunity there to take this meeting house back as much as possible with the full support and consent of Rongo Whakaata how it once was.
It's an encyclopedia of our history, of our traditions, and of our unique carving style, the Tūranga style of carving, of which Rahuru Rugupo, the architect of the house, was most famous for. We've always likened it to our ancestors being the zenith of the Tūranga style.
It was forcibly taken in 1867, it was loaded on the government sturt, and it was taken, and even in the discussions in the parliament and the government after that time, there was great glee in saying, look, I've recorded the taking of this meeting house. So it's something which the government have apologised for.
150 years ago, Te Tauhiki Tūranga was confiscated by James Richmond, the Minister of Native Affairs and Acting Director of the Colonial Museum. It was dismantled on site at Orakaiapu Pa with the support of government troops and rebuilt at the Colonial Museum, the predecessor of Te Papa.
It was simply wrong. It was a significantly arrogant injustice to the people. And what we've been doing as a museum and as a cultural institution is facing up to those kinds of issues on behalf of New Zealand.
Evan Williams is the current chair of Te Papa's board.
These objects have enormous power within Māoridom, and we need to recognise that. We are making actual amends. The whole existence of Te Papa as a bicultural museum and as an entity in a country that has a First Nations issue right at the surface of our history, the whole issue of our relationships with iwi is really important. As we get to know Rongofokata better, both through the processes when they first came to Te Papa and more recently as we work together, because they are our iwi in residence, their kaumātua is ours. And as we work together, everybody actually figures out how to trust each other, and we're all figuring out how to work together.
We actually have a situation now where an artefact of ours or a tong of ours that has been forcibly removed from our possession has become increasingly valuable in monetary terms, and it's a huge responsibility for us to take something of this nature back to our homelands in Gisborne, but I believe we're up to it. And I think we're up to it if the government come to the party and help us prepare to have the house returned back to our possession.
The whole house is special, but when I look at the ancestors believed to be Rahutukupo's older brother, we used the figure as you come through the entranceway, yeah, that's always special to me because he's looking out, I suppose, and has been looking out and amongst this house with all the ancestors inside the house. And I don't know, I think it's the greatest treasure that this museum has, but it's even greater there where we can return it to its birthplace and home to help revitalise and do wonderful things for the Rongofokata people.
To bring it home.
To bring it home.
Ours was produced by me, Noel McCarthy, and John Daniel for Bird of Paradise Productions, for Te Papa in association with Radio New Zealand. Our EP was Tim Watkin, engineered by Andre Upston. Thanks to Victoria Kelly for our theme. You can listen to every episode on iTunes and Spotify, or head to RNZ's podcast page to subscribe.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.